Hey everyone, this is Stally FT.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode, we're going to talk about control.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Right? That's a pretty powerful topic. And most entrepreneurs, most startups, almost humans trying to reach control over many areas of their lives, obviously. But today we really want to focus on a specific kind of control and lack thereof, which is the control of other people.
And let's not beat around the bush. Like we want to control everything around us as human beings, right? Like that's the truth. And so, yeah, we do want to zero. I'm sure there'll be other topics that we come up out of this, but we want to zero in on this idea that, you know, as you're trying to like lead a team, work in a company, or even just be a human, there's this like drive or pursuit of controlling other people.
So, and I think we have a pretty clear stance on the fact that that is a bad idea because you can't really control what other people do.
No, you can only control yourself.
Let's talk about that. So some people will disagree, I think, with this instantly because they're like, well, wait a second. If I start a business, I do that because I want to be in charge of my own faith. I don't want to have a boss anymore. When I hire people, of course I do have control over them. I can tell them what to do, what to work on. I can let them go or fire them if they don't do what I want them to do. The whole purpose of being in business for yourself is to have more control over yourself and the people that you work with. You can pick and choose who you're going to work with. You can pick and choose what they need to work on. So how is it possible that I don't have control over other people?
Well, I mean, people have free will.
Yeah, especially, that sucks, right?
people have free will. They have a choice. They have a choice of whether they work with you or not.
Yep.
They have a choice of, you know, what they do with their lives and their time, you know, even if it is time that you think you've bought or borrowed from them by, you know, them being team members or, as most people say, employees. And it's actually one of the reasons I don't like the word employee.
Employee, yeah.
Because employee implies employment, which at the end of the day is a form of servitude, slavery, things like that. Like if you really want to take it to a really, really deep place. And I don't think anybody, I mean, at the end of the day, if you ask human beings, do you like being controlled? What's the answer you're going to get every time?
No.
No. So why would we want to think that we can control other people, even in our minds, right? Like in this day and age, it's a concept that shouldn't be in our minds. Like maybe in some countries that are dictatorships, it's about, you know, power and control and these kind of things. But at the end of the day, like we're in a world today where like there is so much free will, especially if you go all the way to like wanting to talk about millennials and the generation after, et cetera. It's not even on the internet, we control what we see, right? Like we get to pick. Like and even with the television before, with radio and television, it was programmed. They called it programming for a reason, right? They were trying to control you, control what you watch and when you watch it. Well, guess what? At this point, we binge watch and Netflix controls us because of that, but not because they're programmed.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of powerful stuff in here, but I think to take it philosophically for a second, I think that trying to control other people is probably one of the number one sources for suffering on this planet, right? I think that...
Oh, that's powerful. That's right? Really powerful.
I think that a lot of the reasons why people struggle and they build up internal suffering and resentment and anger and stress is they're trying to control other people and failing at it in big or small ways, right? It is trying to make other people do what you want them to do the way you want them to do it. And that's a pursuit that, you can at times maybe force people to do that. You can at times maybe even inspire people to act the way you want, exactly the way you want them. But over a long enough timeline, you're going to fail at this pursuit and it's going to create suffering for both ends, right? Both for the person that's trying to exercise control of others, and for the people that are trying to be controlled, right, and control enforced upon them. I love that you don't like saying the word employees. I hate saying that word. It is team members. It's people that work with me, right? It's my colleagues. Like, we all work together on building this company. It's not, you're not my anything, right? First and foremost, you're your own thing. You're your own human being, right?
Yes. Please.
And we talked about this about children in a prior episode, where I was always wondering if I'm going to be like overly ambitious with our children, in the sense that I'm going to feel ownership over them. And I'm happy that up until this point, I never had that feeling. I always felt they're their own little human beings. They're not my human beings, right? I am so in agreement with you on this, and so on the same page. Now, let's talk about first why. If you shouldn't invest energy and time in trying to control others, what should you do instead and how? I mean, the thing that we're trying to do instead is we're trying to influence other human beings, right?
I love the word. I mean, it was in my mind. I think control and influence. Influence is a great reframing of, you know, control.
Control, yeah.
And when you think of it as influence, So here's the way I would share the difference, just to like start off that way.
Yep.
If you're trying to control somebody, you're literally trying to control them. You're trying to figure out how to make them do what you want them to do.
Yep.
If you're trying to influence them, you're actually trying to help them do something that's aligned with what you want to do in a way that they want to do it.
Yeah. So I feel like influence includes and opting in from the other person, like right? It is a dance between the two of us. I have an agenda, right? And I don't think that's a bad thing. I want us to do something. I want you to agree to something. I want you to help me with something. I have an agenda. I'm trying to get to somewhere, and I want to convince you of that. But even saying the word convincing or influencing implies that you have free will that you can exercise. You can either agree or not. You can either, you know, say yes or no. Influence includes the option of you allowing that to happen or not. Control takes that power away from you. Control means I don't want you to have free will, and I don't want you to have an option to not agree with me on this or not do this. I want to enforce it on you, right? Independently if it's good for you, independently if you want to agree with me, I want to enforce it. And I think force is a big part of control, versus influence is more voluntary, right? I want you to agree with something with me. I want you to do something, but I need your agreement on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's about getting alignment, right? We're back to that word in a lot of ways, right? Yeah. It's like, you don't want control, you want alignment. Because if you have alignment, you don't even think about control. That's actually like, I'm just thinking about this in my head now. And like, for my businesses and my relationships, my partnerships, my friendships, like, I'm always just, you know, looking for that alignment. And I'm not really interested in control. Because what I realized a long time ago is like trying to control people is like a temporary solution to a misalignment at the end of the day.
I love that. Say that again.
Trying to control people is basically a sign of misalignment.
Yep. Right. It's the need for force.
Correct.
Means that the things, and this is very physical, things aren't aligned. So I need to.
I need to force them
to align, but because I need force for them to align, the moment I let go of force, they're misaligned again, right? So it requires never-ending force and energy, and the moment I let go of it, it misaligns and I get back to square one.
And this is why I brought up slavery.
Yeah.
Right? It's a classic form of human control that has existed for thousands of years, still exists in certain areas. Unfortunately, indentured servitude, similar concept, right? Mm. And these things are essentially the idea of slavery is the fact that you're misaligned, because they're a slave to you.
Yep.
And yes, in some cultures, that kind of like indentured servitude and all that exists, but at the end of the day, there's still an alignment, right? You come here, you work with me, for me, whatever way you want to call it, probably for me in that case, and there's a barter. Right. And that barter works out for everybody if the societal norms exist like that and there's a caste system and things like that. So I don't think anyone's controlling anybody. There's just a system and there is alignment with that system. Now, with slavery, there was not alignment. People were literally forced to do things that they didn't want to do. And that's really the sign when you have misalignment and control, is that people are doing things they don't want to do. So if you want to take it to an extreme and take it to like an organization and a business, if you look around your company or think about your company, think about the people and think about if they're doing anything that they don't want to do, you're probably trying to control them in ways that is not aligned with what they want. It might be aligned with what you want, but you're controlling them because they're doing things they don't want to do. And I know there's a fine line in all of this, but at the end of the day, I would actually do a reversal here and say that if you're a founder, CEO, leader in a company, there are a lot of things you're going to need to do that you don't want to do, like at the first blush. But that's not control. That's you realizing you have responsibility. And that's different. But if a team member in your company is sitting there doing these things and they don't want to do them, they're not going to be doing them for much longer with you. It's just the reality because they have choices. They're not slaves. And so alignment is where I think we can go from control to seeking alignment instead of control, and then using our influence as a tool to get alignment.
I love that. There's an episode, it's probably one of the most important ones that we've made, which is episode number 76 of the Startup Chat, where we talk about team alignment. And that word alignment, you know, I know that you love it and you use it a lot, and we learned that from you. We just before starting this recording, I had a team meeting this morning and we used that word multiple times. So it served us at Closeout really, really well. It's been a pretty powerful tool for us to understand when things aren't going well, to kind of investigate, does this mean we have misalignment here? And let's make sure we get to that first before we try to subscribe any strategy or tactic on how to solve a problem. So I think we're in total agreement with, you know, control being a illusion that leads to suffering and stress and suboptimal results, and kind of influence and alignment being much better routes to go when you ultimately are trying to accomplish certain goals in life. I think that one thing that I'd like to talk a little bit about in this context is, you know, kind of reverse engineering and realizing, when am I trying to control people? Because I think that a lot of times people might try to exercise control without even realizing it. They might think that they're trying to influence somebody or coach somebody or manage someone, and they would not say, I'm trying to enforce or control another human being. But I think that one way of realizing areas you're trying to utilize control as a tactic is frustration, right? Frustration with other humans. A big portion, or often when you feel frustrated about somebody you're working with or that is working for you, under you, and you are frustrated that they're not doing what you want them to do or they're not generating the results you want them to, a lot of times if you're truly frustrated, it points to the fact that you're trying to enforce control, or you're trying to control them and they are not doing what you want them to do. Versus, I find that when you try to influence people and when you try to align with people and they're, you know, and they're not performing the way you want to, usually the reaction to that is much more one of curiosity, of like, huh, why isn't this working? You know, why wasn't I able to help this person? Why wasn't I able to influence that person in the right direction? What is the core issue here that we need to fix, versus why is this person not doing what they need to do?
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I think, by the way, I love that you decided to talk about like basically what I would call signs that you're trying to control people and shouldn't be. And the one of like being frustrated with an individual on your team, it's again, because they're doing something most likely that you don't want them to be doing. And frustration comes from the fact that you're probably misaligned instead of the fact that you need to control them. And so I know we already talked about alignment and the fact that that's probably some of the a good framework for solutions to some of this. So let's go deeper. Like, let's say, you know, you're frustrated with someone because they're not doing something. You've tried telling them 5 or 6 times, you know, they should do this, but every time they either do it wrong, forget to do it, or what have you. Because it sounds like that's a scenario that's kind of most one of the common ones. What do you do, Stelly?
Well, I think that at that point, I think there's two options you have. It's trying to understand, it's asking yourself, can we change something to create alignment and to make this person or this working relationship work, or can't we? And I think...
Okay. So you're focused on change.
Yes. Something needs to change.
Okay. Something needs to change. So when you're frustrated with somebody, it's repetitive. Something needs to change.
Something needs to change. And I think that the reason why we often will tend to just repeat what we've done already and get more and more irritated or frustrated that we're not getting the results we want is that we are afraid of change, because change means two things usually. It leads down the path of two things in very generic terms. Either I'm going to have to change myself in some way because I'm part of the problem, right? It's very rare that if I work with you and I'm frustrated about the results, I can just influence you in you changing, and I can stay the same way and do the same things, and boom, we have great results now.
Yeah, very unlikely.
Very unlikely. Most likely, I'm going to have to change the way I do things as well, and people don't want that.
Or at the minimum, change the way you think about it.
Yes, at the minimum, change the way I think about you, or I think about the situation, or I think about
exactly.
Right. So, and most people, me included, they don't want to. I don't want to change. I just
change is hard, and like even changing your perspective slightly is
hard.
It's hard. It's hard.
Comfortable,
yeah.
Right?
So yeah, it's uncomfortable. Better
it's uncomfortable.
Word. Yeah.
So I don't want to either do that or admit that this is a relationship that doesn't have a future, because we cannot. We are fundamentally misaligned, and there's no thing that we can change about this in the short term that will get us alignment in a healthy way.
Right.
And both of these options, either changing things or deciding to part ways, are both very uncomfortable things that people, they're roads that people don't want to go down. Not people, everyone, most humans don't want to do this. So it's much easier to just stick and hold on to the way I've been thinking and the way I've been acting before and get frustrated with you for not magically creating the results or the behaviors that I was looking for in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, the way I would say it is change is unavoidable and, as you said, uncomfortable.
Yes.
And so breaking down the fact that you're looking for control when you really should be seeking change, right? And then thinking through, what do we need to change in this situation? I mean, one of the things that I'm thinking of is like, it's really great to... What I've found as a really great tactic when I'm frustrated with somebody is open up to them and help them understand what are the facts behind my frustration. And I can't do that unless I understand those facts first, right? And if you start with facts, then you can start employing a tactic, or not even a tactic, but you can start employing influence, right? Just by saying, look, you know, we've tried to do this like 3 or 4 times and it just isn't working, because every time we try to do it, this, and this happens. And then I get frustrated, and then you admit to the frustration, and then you talk about like, so let's talk about what we both can change. I can change the way I think about it, that I can do, and I need you to change something as well, which is maybe we stop trying to get you to do that thing, right? Because obviously it's not really aligned. So, you know, it's a way to open up a discussion, I would say, if you can just wear that frustration and say, hey, I'm frustrated about this because of these facts. And now, like, we can have a discussion. We should have a discussion about what we need to change.
I love that. You said something that will lead me into my tip for the episode.
Perfect.
Which is, you are looking for control when you should be looking for change. I think that's so powerful. So here's my tip for the episode and my little action item for people that are listening. Take a piece of paper and write down, what are things that I'm currently trying to control? The important thing is trying and control, which implies you're struggling with this. And then, you know, right next to it, write the word, what needs to change. And think about the things you're trying and attempting to, you know, exercise control over right now in your life that might, you might be struggling, it might be feeling difficult, it's takes a lot of effort. And then ask yourself, if I'm honest with this, what needs to change? Because what's currently happening isn't really working.
I really like that. And it's really tactical. And, you know, it's easy to list out all those things you're trying to control, I think, for most people. It doesn't take more than 2 seconds. it's like one of those things that we just naturally are like, oh, I want to control everything. Okay, great. What are the things you're trying to control right now? And then, so what I would say is this, and it's very simple. So don't do this when you're writing down what you're trying to control. But when you decide, I'm riffing on yours for a tip. But when you decide that you want to write about, you know, what needs to change next to each thing that you said you want to control, before you write